The federal court has fined Optus more than $5 million for issuing misleading ads about its broadband internet. It's the biggest fine handed out so far under new consumer protection laws. Sue Lennon reports.
Phone and internet companies are always promising bigger and better deals, but now they may have to think twice about their advertising. The federal court ordered Optus to pay $5.2 million for misleading consumers into buying broadband internet plans, but it turns out that customers didn't get as many downloads as they thought.
Optus had two advertising programs. One was the Think Bigger one and the other one was called Supersonic, whereby they advertised high-speed broadband with certain limits, certain caps, both for peak and off-peak. What they didn't indicate, except in small print, was that when you exceeded the caps, then you were effectively reduced to 64 kilobits a second broadband speed. 64 kilobits a second is hardly even broadband. It's not speed at all.
That's the boss of the competition regulator, Graham Samuel. It's a big win for Mr. Samuel, ahead of his departure later this month from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
It's a very significant judgment indeed. First of all, the penalty is the most substantial penalty that we've obtained for effectively misleading and deceptive conduct under the new Australian consumer law.
Justice Nye Perham said the $5 million fine would be a deterrent to Optus and other traders, who might be tempted by the thought that misleading advertising is a profitable strategy. Graham Samuel says it's not the first fine for Optus and comes after the company, Telstra and Vodafone, agreed not to make misleading claims to consumers.
In September 2009, we achieved a landmark global undertaking arrangement. It was an arrangement whereby they voluntarily submitted to us a court-enforceable undertaking whereby they agreed to raise industry standards in relation to telecommunications advertising, to cut out some of the what I'll call race-to-the-bottom type practices that were occurring in advertising of telecommunication services. What Optus then went ahead and did was to proceed with headline advertising in this particular area, which caused the problem that gave rise to these court actions.
Optus says it's disappointed by the judgment, and it was never their intention to mislead customers. Retail consultant Peter Ryan has advised Telstra, Optus and Vodafone. He thinks the fine is a big stick to companies and will be noticed.
I don't think it will be ignored. I think you have some very, very earnest people within businesses trying to do the right thing and trying to technically comply. However, you also have pressures within those businesses to drive profit. And so the envelope's always going to be pushed. And, you know, this won't be the last time that somebody gets hauled before the courts for misleading advertising.
Consumer advocates have welcomed the ruling. Elise Davidson is from the Communications Consumer Action Network.
This is a really significant judgment against Optus, and it's fantastic news for consumers because this ruling basically means that any of key consumer information can no longer be hidden in the fine print. So the ruling today is going to hopefully have a real impact on the way that telco products are advertised.
Elise Davidson from the Communications Consumer Action Group, and Sue Lannan was the reporter on that story.